have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show.
And that makes you a winner.
This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods,
you'll get the goods.
Will you win a Holden Colorado?
T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Molloy, the first post-Barnaby Joyce interview edition of our show. More about that you can bank on coming up soon.
Well, speaking of bad parenting, is there a link there? We've got a couple of stories that are truly amazing.
Yes, stay around for these. And we'll get yours as well.
We'll get your bad parenting stories. You're great with calling us up about that. Mickey,
you'll have one for the weekend for sure.
I've got about 40 from the weekend.
Great.
Your film role. What is it?
I can't talk about it. I've got
Tell
a non-disclosure
more.
Agreement.
Have you been rehearsing?
I've been on set.
What's the script like?
I've done it. Wait. Very good. Although I'm learning it and then throwing it away because I'm an actor.
Oh, right. That's right. Method acting.
I'm like
is that
Marlon
involved?
Brando at the end of Apocalypse Now. I can't make up any more dialogue today.
Well, you are like Marlon Brando in some way.
How dare you? How dare you?
I beg your pardon.
Limo!
Oh, yes.
Friend of the show is up today. We'll have a chat to him about what he's been up to, no doubt.
Do you think there's any danger we can do Mick Coyne today? Any danger at all?
We keep promising. We've got 18 left.
Let's get rid of five today.
We'll do that in the second hour.
Great.
Hang around for that. There's been a State of Origin bombshell in the
last
hour.
There sure has.
We'll try and get Marto on from our Brisbane station, the big breakfast up there, to try and talk us through that. What it means to the great state of Queensland.
Exactly.
There'll be calls, there'll be tweets, there'll be so much more. Let's start at the top, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
I'm well.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good, thanks.
Hi, Dave.
How are you, guys?
Good. How
Very
are you?
Very well.
Very well, thank you. How are you, Mickey? No, I'm just saying, how are you?
He's just said, how are you, Mickey?
No, there's no tone towards that.
What have you got?
No, I've got nothing. I just want to know how
you're
going.
All right. I've got my eye on you.
Don't be suspicious.
Yeah, what's...
We mentioned bad parenting, surely. We're coming up. You give us a call, 133353. Not now, but later on when we do it.
Well, we're going to get to it.
Any from you over the weekend? Yeah.
Was I a bad parent? Was I a bad parent because I listened to Kanye's album?
No, yes, you are, because you tried to get it over one of your teenage children.
You tried
to pull rank on one of your teenage children when it comes to...
One of the teenagers in my household suggested, because I do like Kanye.
Yeah.
I do hate Kanye.
Yes.
I feel torn at times.
That
and
sounds
I,
like a Kanye lyric.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
And speaking in third person, exactly. Yeah. He feels too experimental, this album, though, for me.
Yeah.
But he's very influential and obnoxious.
Do you think it's because you're white?
No, I did.
Do you think it's none of your business?
You know when I, where
do you
I went
think
wrong?
It's secret black people's. Is
well, sometimes, well, you know, he's allowed to use words I'm not allowed to use, and I understand that. But there is one.
You use most of them on this program. I don't think you've been censored,
That's
have
right.
you?
There was one track on the, you know, it's only 23 minutes long, this album I put on Spotify.
Have you heard it too, Dave?
I had listened this morning, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So white people.
No, don't do that. Why are people allowed to listen to hip-hop? But the one track that I liked, of course, had John Legend singing on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's quite musical.
I like that.
Yeah, there was a head smack from a teenager in my house going, mum.
23 minutes? What point can you...
Call it an album?
Seven tracks,
and he's got Kid Cudi, also Nicki Minaj. He loves Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
And that's
awesome. You
know
why? She's got a massive can, like his missus. I can say that.
She got massive can. She got massive booty.
Big, that's what I mean. A big, massive A can.
Oh.
Cans, plural, it refers to boozies.
Oh, gosh, I learned so much from
can
you.
Can singular. I should release my own hip-hop record.
I'd listen to that.
Oh, you listen to that.
Teach me more, Mick.
My new album's called Two Cans.
What did you do? Did you do any bad parenting?
Yeah, well... Yeah, well, you know, a good parenting, because I took my boys, having watched allowing them to stay up late and watch footy on Saturday night, who were so excited, then I took them down the park the following morning.
That's
to
fun.
Kick the footy in the park.
Excellent.
Did stop at the pub on the way there.
Or didn't you call it a restaurant?
Well, I called it, I tried to get the boys, I said to the boys, let's go and meet my mates at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
because I know when they go home after the weekend, I go, hey, what'd you do with Daddy? I want them to say, oh, we went. I'd rather say we went to the restaurant than, oh, we went to the pub.
Yeah. They can call it a bistro.
A bistro. Oh, well,
that's a better word.
They kind of went buying it. They go, it's the pub, Dad. It's a pub.
They have a red.
I ran into Limo down there,
oh,
so
did you?
We'll talk to him
oh,
about
great.
We'll
he's coming
his
in.
Version of events.
Excellent.
When he comes up soon.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
The big interview came down, dropped last night on Channel 7, Sunday night. Barnaby Joyce, much hyped, controversial, talked about a lot. I'm really angry at him.
Well, I'll have to ask why you are.
I'm really angry at him because of Johnny Depp's weight. I blame him.
You are linking.
I blame Johnny Depp's health is clearly related to Barnaby Joyce for all the carnage he's caused. That.
Poor, it's unforgivable.
Poor Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp looks terrible at the moment. He's been photographed. He's wasting away. He's pasty and pale. In the time that Barnaby got rid of Boo and
Pistol.
If he plays Jack Sparrow again, they'll have to write it in that Jack Sparrow's got scurvy.
He does look very sick.
He looks like he's got scurvy.
But also Amber Heard left him, so that's all Barnaby's fault too.
Right.
There you go. Right. Wow, what an interview.
So you watched it?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I take away from this?
What?
I really don't care for Sebastian.
Oh, the baby?
Nah.
The little six-week-old baby?
I don't like him.
No.
I don't like him. I don't care
that.
For him.
I beg
he
your
goes
pardon.
Straight into my top three.
Oh, what?
Babies I don't like.
Is there such a category?
Yes, there is.
It goes when?
Prince George.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's a toddler.
Pumpkinhead. That evil pumpkinhead.
That's
I tell you
terrible.
What, we're lucky we don't live in an age when he can chop off heads. Him, Sebastian, and Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy?
Blue Ivy.
Beyonce's precious
she's got a shopper.
Baby.
I mean, come on.
Wow, they, that's tough, man.
Here's where my major disappointment is bang for your buck. For 150 grand, I expect them to do something extraordinary. I'm cheating.
They did a lot that was extraordinary last night, trust me.
They should have dangled that baby over a balcony like Michael Jackson style. They should have taken it into a croc enclosure. Well, the crocodile hunter.
I know, Steve.
At least make it smoke by the Indonesian smoking baby. Captain Sebastian chaining a couple of Winnie Blues. I mean, that's what I expect.
I know.
And it wasn't
disappointing.
Happening. Do you know, here's the other thing that I am concerned about.
What?
Did you hear this? For the entire interview, the baby was in the car. Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
I heard that. That was a bit of a way. I don't know anymore. What's the world come to? Remember the old days we used to have a baby because there was a baby bonus and you might get a flat screen
a
TV?
Plasma.
Yeah.
Well, now you get to go on TV and get 150 grand.
It's a pretty good effort.
Mind you, that'll come in handy for them. It might be two tins of baby formula. What did you make of it? I don't know.
Do you know what? I actually didn't tune in at the beginning just to make a little stand of my own.
Oh, how long did that last?
About 3 minutes.
Like a protest, wasn't it?
Like a
protest.
It
was a semi-protest because, and then I thought, I better watch it. First of all,
why
didn't they light the fire?
That was annoying me too.
It was all there ready to go.
Light
there was lots of brickwork.
Fire.
Would have given
it
a nice.
Yeah, what? That's the audio guy. Sorry, guys, can we have a we're having
much
the crackling. The crackling's there.
It would have been a better flattering light for both of them, suggesting.
You know what they should have done is have him topless chopping the wood like Miller's from Lady Chatterley's Lover.
What?
Like Putin.
Like Putin. Give him a bit of a Putin. He could have gone the full Putin.
Yeah. All right.
Then we would have come round.
Yep.
Look, what do I make of this? Nobody's asking me. Well, I'm just going to say.
What? What do you make of this?
First of all, it's been confirmed by a Channel 7 executive that Vicky Campion had been negotiating to sell this story since she found out she was pregnant.
Wow.
There you
okay.
go.
Straight
so
off the bat.
So that's interesting. Spin, and that she negotiated the deal with the Channel 7 reporter, Alex Cullen, who did the story. And she went to Barnaby and said, it's happening. In the meantime, he was calling.
Pretty much like she did with the baby.
Well, there you go. Yes, it's happening.
It's happening. Oh, and this is happening too.
And I think he was trying to get a deal with 60 Minutes, according to my sources, New Idea on Women's Day. And and he was trying to get a deal with 60 Minutes, and she freaked out. And she said, stop it. I've got the deal of the century. I've got the 150 grand. It's going to the baby.
He's my little meal ticket.
He's mine. Look, Some of the more mind-boggling images for me included Barnaby bathing and changing a nappy and the reporter commenting on it saying how cute it was, like he's a first-time dad. No. Had four daughters previously, so
yes.
Whoopee-doo.
Yeah.
Barnaby cooking. Another image I think his ex-wife and children would find mystifying,
sure.
that he was making a roast lamb dinner. And also the one that really got me where I had to look away was Barnaby taking his baby to work at Parliament House, walking into his office, holding the baby like a man bag under his arm.
Was he?
And I just had to look away at that point. He was showing his son, who's 6 weeks old, where daddy works or where daddy works some of the time.
That's right, when he's not on leave.
When he's not taking leave. And may I just remind you too, this is the man who said in 2009 that the nation can no longer afford paid maternity leave.
I love it.
Okay.
Jane, you've got some big quotes that we need to get to. Can
yes,
we take a break and come back
can.
And do this? Because we're not done with this yet. We're putting this up on blocks and going right at it.
We don't know what you, what do you think as well?
You can give us a call. I'm thinking of doing a tell-all. With my twins.
Really? Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't want 150 grand. I just want four tickets to Monster Truck Jam.
All right. We'll
and I'll tell,
we'll
you
sort that.
I'll tell you whatever you want.
You don't have to do a tell-all, trust me.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Barnaby Joyce interview last night aired on Channel 7 for $150,000. Wasn't a big rating win, as
what was
in
it, Jane?
Earlier
today. It was about just over 600,000. It actually had a lost 250,000 viewers from the House Rules show before it.
And what beat it?
Everything else beat it. Sorry.
MasterChef?
MasterChef mm-hmm. beat
Barnaby
it.
Barnaby did some cooking, didn't he?
Barnaby did some cooking. The show on ABC, a drama series on ABC, said Bennett.
Bang for buck, value for money. They'd be disappointed with that, I would have thought.
I think they'd have to be, although everybody in the country is talking about it at the moment. There's
so,
a couple of things.
Can I just quickly say, did you or did you not tell me earlier that his Barnaby's wife, Natalie, was offered $500,000 to do an interview and
has
knocked
refused.
It back?
Oh. Yes.
Well, there you go. There's
for the sake of her daughters and
that's
her
a classy
family.
Act.
You'd think so. And I think she's the one keeping it classy at the moment. There's a few other crazy incidences that happened last night. And I'm not sure that Barnaby and Vicky had really spoken enough or prepared enough for this interview.
You mean got their story straight?
I don't think so. Well, this is one of the listen to how he refers to himself here.
I never intended for any of this to happen. I never intended for anyone to be hurt. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm the adult. I mean, it's the fault. The fault is mine. You know,
I'm an adult too.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Yes. So she's just getting that straight. That
all right.
Well. He's not kooky Uncle Barnaby. She's an adult as well, which she. I'm glad spoke up for herself.
We'd
and
hope
said,
so. There's married.
Another disturbing incident was when Barnaby. At one point in time, suggested that perhaps the baby was not his.
That was hilarious back in the day, wasn't
it? It was hilarious back in the day.
He said that.
Good
he
old
said,
laugh.
Oh, there was a question mark over the
paternity
of the child.
He
it was thrown
it
out
gray
there.
Matter.
A grey area.
Yeah. Can we have a listen to this? Yes.
You come out and you say that the paternity was a bit of a grey area.
Well, hang on. It was a tipping point. There were so many people who were close to me and said, what on earth possessed you to say that? But.
Well, a lot of people thought, gee, way to throw your partner under the bus.
Yeah, well, it was actually a decision we made together. Now, we just wanted...
I didn't say, use the words grey area.
Well, okay.
I was deeply hurt by the grey area headline. Definitely.
As you should be, Vicky.
No. And, I know, but you shouldn't be.
And perhaps it's not a time to have a conversation when you're
Let's
having
not sort
a...
sort this out on air.
Yep.
That's right. There's so many moments that I felt I honestly was intruding on people's such private business.
Right.
Particularly when they're talking about abortion and I was disturbed to hear them suggest that there are people in the Australian Parliament who... were suggesting for them to have an abortion. Oh, what are they saying in the National Party? I mean, you've got to start. You can't just taint every person who
Well, I noticed the leader of the National Party, whoever he is, yes. was doorstopped today and being asked and being told that they need to. So, again, he's thrown the National Party under the bus here as well.
This guy's
the best under the bus thrower I've ever seen in the world, this bloke. It's always someone else's fault and it's always someone else who ends up on the receiving end. And now his entire party are fielding questions about who it is. The suspicion lies
outrageous
on all
claims.
Of them.
I mean, if it's true, that's terrible.
They have to come
terrible.
Out and deny it.
Yes, that's right.
So enjoy your $150,000.
I think, I'm not sure what everybody else thinks. I think, you know, they want it to finish. They want it to put it to bed and that's the end of the story. I'm hoping that it will be the end of the story.
Yeah, not me. I could go around again.
What do you think the next phase is? They've got to leave that poor kid alone.
So, and that's the other thing to me too, to go, oh, it's all about this boy, this
6-week old baby who you've got it in for.
They're only, I don't like the look of him.
Oh, he's a baby.
He's going to grow up to be a bum.
Well, I tell you what.
Sebastian, you watch, mark these words, Sebastian.
The fact they dressed that child up in a,
don't read the
in
voice
a
from Brazil.
Stupid little jumpsuit with I Love Dad and they had him nappy change on national television, he deserves that 150 grand.
It should say, I love Dad, whoever he is. Oh, no. It's a grey area.
That's it.
It's a grey area. We're going to come back and talk bad parenting.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
What kind of mother am I?
I'm up for a father you.
I'm afraid I'll be forced to call social services.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
We've all done it.
Sure.
Some are better than others.
Yeah. Dave's an expert.
How dare you?
He's a professional.
He's very good at it.
All right, what do you got?
A learner driver was out and got pulled over.
Right.
This happened in Victoria, 1:15 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Sure.
And he got pulled over because the coppers said they allegedly had to swerve to avoid a white Mercedes C63 coupe leaving a shopping centre. So they've chased it down.
I thought, we're onto this.
Yeah, they pulled the car over and there was a learner driver in the seat.
Okay.
And he returned a positive breath test. Oh, dear. Yet it was 0.117.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's up there.
Yeah.
I'm just glad the cops in Victoria are actually taking a proper breath test.
Well, then
usually they just do themselves at that stage.
You may ask, though, who was in the passenger seat?
Well, I'm guessing it's
His old man.
A parent. Oh, the dad.
The dad.
He'd be embarrassed.
He'd be embarrassed if he wasn't completely over the limit himself.
What did he blow?
Oh, he was, what was he? He was a handy 0.19. Oh,
well, he made the right decision letting the son was more sober.
Someone
has to do it.
Both of them are pissed. and they've really taken this whole driving, to learn a driving thing seriously.
That's bad parenting. Yeah.
That's right bad there. Parenting.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that you can't be completely smashed when you've got a drive, learner in the car.
Jane.
Look, I've never done that. I'm always sober if I'm in the seat.
But you know what?
I'm teaching a child to drive.
I'm torn about that because it's bad parenting and, yes, they're both drunk, but I'm all for father-son activities.
Bonding.
And if leaving the pup at, what is it, 1:15 in the morning to go home, I reckon that's, you know what, chucking your son the car keys. That I know what's going on in that dad's mind. He's going, okay, so we're both
done.
Cooked here. Worst cooked. Case scenario, we get nabbed. Who's got more at stake here?
I would have thought it's even Stevens.
He's got the he's used his rank, his senior rank within the family to go, you've drawn the short straw here.
Jeez.
Wow.
Does that happen to many people? I don't know.
I hope he turns up in court for the court case and sits up the back and they go, are your parents here supporting you today? Yes. There he is.
And also in the dock, Your Honour, the car's going to be impounded for 30 days, so the Merc, gone.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad parenting. Her teenager, 13, lost $160,000 gambling online.
How?
Well, he stole his dad's credit card to fund the habit.
No.
But this is after his dad introduced him to the idea of online betting. He his dad took him to Wembley.
Yeah.
This is overseas, obviously. Mm. This is in London.
Yeah.
Where he saw adverts for online bookies on screens and on boards around the pitch. He took pictures of his dad's business credit card and set up an account online under his parents' identity. Wow, 160,000 smackaroonies.
So you know what
for
happened?
For a 13-year-old kid.
That is huge. And it happened in a couple of stages, you see.
Yeah.
The first time he got sprung, it took 6 months for them to realise that he'd blown about 30 grand, 35
yeah,
grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Who doesn't know 35 grand's missing or been going through there?
I might go and check the record. Just,
what do you think? The twins might have been up to something.
The pub I took them to on the weekend did have a TAB.
Well, look, these parents were very distressed. So what they do, they sent their son to psychotherapy.
Right.
To try and teach him about the evils of gambling. But a few months later, he's
back into it.
He's back into it and then did another $105,000. And he said, I'm very sorry for what I've done. He's only 15 now. Mm. He said, I feel like I've ruined everything. Well, you have, mate.
Nah, he'll be back. Do you know what? We haven't heard the last of him. I would have liked to have seen him in the good old days. Remember when they used to have the TAB and you were allowed to smoke?
Yeah.
TABs. It used to be full of girls. If you ever wanted to pick up, you'd go down the TAB and it'd be a sea of
smoke haze.
When the smoke cleared, all you could see is a sea of tracksuit pants.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and
that
guys
sounds
standing
so
around.
Unappealing.
Well, it was unbelievable.
Good
There's
old days.
Two pretty good examples.
Have you got any bad parenting examples? Give us a call now.
Yep.
What's the phone number?
It's 1-333-3533, Jane.
How many times have you done this?
1-333-3533. It's like, I don't know, I'm like Pavlov's dog.
All right, 1-333-3533. It's Gamblers Anonymous.
That's it. Give us a call. Bad parenting calls next.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
We've got some great callers standing by here, and I'm very pleased to say there's a few bad parents out there as well.
It never fails to disappoint.
Makes you feel good, actually, doesn't it?
It does. It's reassuring.
It's reassuring.
It's like a group therapy session. This.
Hey, Annie, you're our first caller this afternoon. How are you going?
Hi, good, thanks, guys.
Annie, tell us your story.
You know those forms you get from the school when the kids are doing, you know, walks or runs and things like that, and you've got to get some people to sponsor you.
Did one for the Heart Foundation a week ago.
Yeah.
So we said to my son that we'd sponsor him and filled out the form, $25, put the credit card thing on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, he added a few zeros.
What?
No.
What?
Yeah. And we questioned him afterwards because we couldn't understand why $2,500. And he basically added it on because the kid that raised the most, you know, sponsorship money would get a free GoPro.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's certainly not worth $2,500 for a GoPro, is it?
I could have bought five of them. Yeah. It was just so,
Annie,
awful.
Can I say you're raising a little white-collar criminal there?
I am. I'm really bad.
So did you get the money back? Like, were you able to sort of...
We rang the school and we explained it to them. I mean, I was also so embarrassed,
which is a bit awkward.
I didn't want him to have some sort of embarrassing situation because I'd already threatened to call the cops.
Did you have to give the GoPro back?
Yeah.
Annie, I love your magic touch too, threatening to call the cops on your 8-year-old.
You know what I'd have loved? If the GoPro had caught the look on Annie's face when she found out a credit card statement.
Great job, Annie. We got a prize for you.
Get a prize. Thank you. It's a GoPro.
You wish. Carl, how are you this afternoon?
Good, guys. How are you going?
Really well, thanks.
Bad parenting?
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my good old mum, you know, she's been teaching me parenting skills all right. When I was 14, they were having a bit of a shindig with all their friends and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the oldest kid there, so I thought, you know, I'll partake with the adults here, and I'll pour my squeezy orange juice into the wine glass.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. So you're acting like an adult.
Glasses, they were just painted glasses, and of course, as soon as my mother see me drinking out of these glasses without a word, she just walked straight across the room and just decked me.
Oh, Carl.
Well, she was going to be embarrassed, was she?
There wasn't any, you know, what are you doing, son? Or, you know, how are you, son? It was just bang.
And what did she say? You were 16 at the time, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, she was half tipsy herself kind of thing.
But what did she say when she realised that you weren't drinking wine? What did she realise when you weren't drinking wine?
Oh, she just went white. She just went white, and to this day, I still hold it over her.
All right, well done.
I love the fact she was really annoyed about the wine, but still gave you a whack.
That's right.
All right.
Glenn, bad parenting, what is it?
G'day, how are we?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, so I've got a six-year-old, and she's a little champion, but, you know, at that age, they kind of soak everything up, you know, just copy everything you do.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've taken her to a NRL rugby league game.
Yeah.
I won't say who I support.
Okay.
Anyway, we're getting our asses handed to us, right? Yeah. So I've picked her up. I thought, come on, sweetie, let's go. So we're walking out, and all the opposing team's fans have given it to us. Then I've just heard this massive roar go up, and I've looked back, and my little girl's flipping the bird to the crowd over my shoulder.
Oh, there you go. Well, a chip off the old block, I would say. Where's she learnt that one, do you reckon, Glenn?
I don't know. Her dad's a truck driver, so I don't know where she could have asked.
Well, proud moment, Glenn.
Very much so. You can't get mad at it, but
You can't. The first game of footy I took my nephew to, Ollie, same thing. I've told this story, but I came home and he started watching the exact game we've just been to, and in front of the telly, all of a sudden you hear, "Oh, you effing white maggot."
I wonder
you could
where
have only learnt that from one
Uncle
place.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn. Matthew, how you going?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Hey, yeah, really well. Tell us a bad parenting story up your sleeve.
Yep. About 6 years ago, I took my stepson, he was 10 at the time, took him to Thailand, and we were basically looking at a vendor sort of shop on the side of the road.
Yes.
And and he had like knives and blades and guns and stuff like that.
Right.
I dared him to pick up a gun and pull the trigger.
What? You dared him?
That it was, not thinking it would be loaded or even real. And as he pulled the trigger, there was actually a bullet in the chamber and actually blew the vendor's ear clean off.
Oh, okay. Now,
what?
He blew the ear off?
Actually shot the vendor and, took his ear clean off.
Now, you got to win a fluffy toy or something for that, don't you?
It cost me 1,000 Australian, which was, back then, it worked out to be 26,000 bucks.
What? Oh, my God.
That's a quiet trip home from Thailand.
That is a very... And how did it go down with his mum?
Not too well.
All right. Now, listen.
That's quite astonishing effort there.
You can have a prize for that, Matthew. Well done. And we are going to go to a break. Keep calling. We're going to keep going with this. Right. We've got so many good calls racked up. We're just going to keep dancing. 133353.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dad parenting calls. And then we've got a full board here. 133353.
I'm enjoying this.
I am too.
It makes me feel so much better in my general life. Colin, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. You got an interesting tale to tell us.
Yeah, well, I was living in Perth for a while with a family living in Sydney, and I was on my way home for a weekend visit. Nice long flight, so I may have indulged in a few beverages or three on the plane.
Yeah.
A bit of boonie-style activity.
Yeah, probably something like that. But to get home to find out that the middle boy had lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was up to me to sort that out before bed that night.
Good on you.
Yep.
So put the coins in the cup, pretty happy with myself. And went to bed, no dramas, woke up the next morning to a horrified child screaming that the tooth fairy hadn't been. Then it dawned on me that I'd put the money in the wrong child's cup in the wrong room.
That is a pissed tooth fairy. Oh. Yeah, my book.
The tooth fairy's had a couple. Hey,
oh dear,
what
Cole.
Happened? Did your other kid give it back?
No, mum sorted it out. Because this probably qualifies for men are idiots.
Yeah. Well, you can call us back for that and win another prize. Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Kennedy Cole. Malloy prize back for you, Colin.
There you go. Kevin, what's going on? What's the bad parenting, mate?
Well, the youngest fella looked up the internet, found an archery shirt that he wanted to buy, got his mother's credit card out of a bag, paid for it online, put it back in, didn't tell anybody till it turned up.
Yeah, how much?
$3,500.
Oh, bang.
Is this a proper archery set?
What?
this is the proper. He then represented us. After he trained with it and whatnot, joined the club, he represented Australia. He took out the Nationals at 15 in Perth. He carried the flag for the University Games in Canada.
Oh,
he got bronze in the Youth Olympics. And he's travelled all over the world. And
with the same archery set?
Same set.
No, he upgraded.
He upgraded, but it got him out of the ground.
Yeah. Kevin,
got him off the ground, yeah.
Half of me thinks that you could be parents of the year with this one, that kind of worked out well.
she rang me up and said, I need you to pay half the credit card bill. And she and me said, yeah, okay.
Oh, good on you, Kev. That's a great story.
I hope your other kid buys a crossbow very soon. Well done, Kevin. Funny. Barry, bad parenting. What is it, mate? Yeah, good, mate. Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, Barry, we might have to have you off the speakerphone. Can you pull over?
Yeah, I'm off the speakerphone. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
When I was about 7 or 8, my mum used to rub olive oil on us and send us out to sunbake.
Do you know what? Barry, I don't think you were the Lone Ranger in those days.
That rings many bells for me because my mum and my auntie used to lie on the lounges, the banana lounge. Yeah. And they would soak up the Johnson's baby oil.
Johnson's baby oil. Oh, yeah. Yep. You could almost hear the sizzle, like
you
bacon.
You could hear the sizzle. And they would just say, if we complain, we go, oh, I'm a bit burnt, Mum. Oh, don't be silly. It'll peel off.
Don't be stupid.
Don't worry.
It'll peel off.
It'll peel off in a few days.
Oh, imagine if you went like back to the in a time machine and said, hey, kids, get out of there. I was brown as a berry. I remember I spent about 3 years of my junior life almost looking like I was from another part of the world because 18 hours a day or whatever you were running around in underpants.
Yeah, correct. Correct. The good old days. Thanks, Barry.
What
Jason.
What could go wrong?
How are you going?
Hey, Jane.
Yeah, good, Jason. What is your bad parenting tale?
Oh, my father. this is worthy of a Mick Corner, too. Yeah, right. About 45 years ago in Canberra, I was only about a four-year-old. Rather than my parents leaving them in the car as normal they would, my father would sometimes take me into the hawker shops, TAB, in his tracksuit, Mick. And He would sit me on the side or sit me down, and once I had to go to the toilet. I said, Dad, got to go to the toilet. And the lady's saying, your son has to go to the toilet, Dave. Take him to the toilet. No, that's all right. No, race five's going. And this went on for about half an hour.
Yep.
So I decided to take my own hands and took a dump in the corner of the TAB.
Oh, my God.
So the lady turned around to my father whilst he was bedding. He said, Dave, you better pick up your $25 tickets and start cleaning up. You start cleaning up the mess.
Jason, there you go. There's a lesson to learn.
That's not the first time that's happened.
And I'm guessing not only four-year-olds have done that in the TAB.
Hey, I think we're going to have to pull up stumps there. As much fun as it was, sorry to the callers we didn't get to. We'll get to you next time.
Save it for another time.
Oh, exactly right.
Don't worry, we'll get back to it.
You're not going anywhere. We're going to go to a break when we come back. Who is it, Dave?
It's Limo.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
A bit of focus in the studio, people.
Well, why don't you get focus,
it's a
Mick?
It's a lawless society in here.
Not ridiculous.
Let's all get on the same page as we plough headlong into the big second hour. Coming up this hour, Mick Coyne. I'm going to give a few away. Hang about. I mean it today.
Yes, and I mean it too. I think we're going to give away five, aren't we?
We're going to try and do that. We're going to have a State of Origin bombshell that has just been dropped.
Very
we'll try and
disappointing
get
for one state in the country.
Well, from Queensland, and we'll get Marto on the Big Breakfast, our station in Brisbane, and they're going to he's going to talk us through the latest with Billy Slater.
Excellent.
I'm on set at the moment, Jane, so...
Oh, yes, this big movie career
Don't
of yours.
Look me in the eyes.
Oh, stop it.
When I'm in the studio.
I don't want to anyway. Relax on that one.
Hey, we're going to take your calls and your tweets much, much more.
We are.
Let's start at the top with a great friend of the show, Limo.
Hey, g'day, guys. Mick and Jane. Dave, hello. You were talking about bad parenting before.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I noticed Mick Molloy didn't phone in to dob himself in, Jane.
Oh, with his... What? Well, he might have been a little bit of a confession. You're referring to what you saw yesterday.
Yesterday, Jane, imagine my surprise when I'm having a relaxing beer with Paul Kaligia.
Yes.
A great comedian.
Yes. Who's been on the show.
Who we all know and love. And we're just at the pub enjoying a couple of Sunday afternoon beers.
There's a
few bevvies.
And there's a bistro.
Who's a restaurant?
New word.
It was a bar. It was a recovery nightclub.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It was doof doof.
Yeah. All the windows were blacked out. The DJ was pumping out some hard house.
That pleasant odour in the air.
Yeah, sure.
Sticky carpet. And it was a nice bar. And then I turned my eyes to the door and I see 2 5-year-olds there with their fake IDs and the little neck tats.
And daddy.
And daddy right behind them.
They were there to collect their protection money, I think is what was happening.
Now, what did you do with these boys of yours when you went to go and see your mates and you took them to the pub?
I didn't take them to see my mates. I was taking them to the park. As we walked past, their boys were in the pub. I went,
they just happened to be
there. I'll just go and say hello.
What actually happened is Mick popped in with the boys and they said, Mick, happy hour doesn't start for an hour. He said, I'll go down the park. I'll come back in an hour with the boys once happy hour's kicked off. The lads, it's very cute though, the boys. They each had these little caps, Jane.
Yeah.
And you know the ones where you can put a beer either side and the straws run down into your mouth?
How dare you? Anyway,
they were very comfortable there. They were on first name basis with all the staff.
this is bad parenting 101.
Last drinks, they were still there. Hey, now listen, what about you? You'd have plenty to talk about.
Oh, look, Kel and I have had our moments. We left the little fella in a restaurant once. You know when they're in a bassinet and they sleep at about
so quiet.
2 months? They're so quiet. We finished dinner and everything and paid and went. Look, we didn't get all the way outside, but we got pretty close to the door and went, hang on, we've got a kidney or something.
Can I say something? I know plenty of people have done a runner from the bill, but to leave your own child and do a runner.
But it's usually the first night's out as well when you have a baby under the table. We've done that too in the capsule. Mm. Yeah. You're just not used to it.
And you're so grateful to be actually at a restaurant together.
That's right.
Kel was able to have a couple of wines and I might have had a couple. I'll tell you this one though. We went to Italy last year because their son's a huge fan of 15th century art. And we landed in Naples, and Kel had arranged a car with a baby seat. So this Italian guy meets us, and he's got this old sort of 1980s Merc. And we get out there, and there's a baby seat in the back of the car strapped to nothing. So it's like he got a baby seat and then just threw it in the back seat. And Kel says to him, that's outrageous. It's got to be strapped into the car. And I said, she's absolutely right. That's dangerous. You can't just have the baby seat like that. And this Italian bloke looks at Kel and I and he goes, hey, it's okay.
Full stop.
And that must have hypnotized us because we both went, oh, okay. And then we just put our human missile into a slightly larger missile and drove it 100 miles an hour for 2 hours, 5 feet behind the train.
He would have had a good time.
It sounds like doing better than the days when we all were in the back of station wagons.
On a bench seat.
Yeah, or on a mattress. Oh. Like my friends had the station wagon and a mattress in the back for everybody to lie on.
I remember sitting in the middle of that big bench
with Dad
seat.
Smoking up the front.
And Mum.
I remember sitting behind my grandpa who loved a dart. Well, he used to roll and drive a 3-on-the-tree car.
Great.
And I used to look at him thinking he was such a legend that he could steer with his knee, roll a dart and drive a 3-on-the-tree.
It's aspirational,
and
Limo.
He's a tin between the knees. Hang on, Limo. Hold that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
We've been informed by Sam out there that Mitcoin will be open for business in just a few minutes. So have a think about what you're willing to trade. 133353.
And it's getting low. There's about less than 18 left. Whoa. And I'm not just giving these away. Mm. I have to think about this a lot.
No, you are. Thinking about it.
Have you put a dollar value on them? Do you know roughly?
It's
a big secret.
How can you put a dollar value on something that stands astride every other currency in the world?
Let me ask you this question. Would one Mitcoin be enough to pay for an interview with Barnaby Joyce?
Ooh.
Yeah, look,
probably.
Touch and go.
That doesn't seem to be a big price, $150K.
I reckon they'd be up for it.
I would not pay 30 cents. To listen to Barnaby Joyce.
Right. No, I'm with you.
Before or after last night's interview?
Well, I watched last night. Let's recap. Let's have a listen to the interview. There we go. of course, I'm listening to that with my ears. You know, let's have a listen to the interview from, say, the perspective of Barnaby Joyce. There we go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've been seriously, you know, and I know that kid's his, by the way.
How do you know?
Because when it was born, it had little Akubra.
Tiny little Akubra, baby first Akubra.
I'm sure it got one.
Now, we all love the NT news, don't we?
Yes,
we really do. And I forgot to look today.
What's their take?
What's their headline?
This is the NT, I'm not making this up, this is the NT news headline today.
I'm ready.
Barney Trouble. I stuck my dicky in my chicky and it became a bit tricky.
Wow.
See, now
they don't let you down, do they?
I've come to expect that kind of stuff from the Australian. But the Northern Territory news, I mean, geez, Louise.
People had a field day, though, unusually so, around the country with the headlines.
Yes.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I think it sums up how we all feel about it.
Bundle of Joyce, I think, was one a good one from a while ago. But what's happened? Can I ask this question? What's happened to the TV show Sunday Night? So last week we had Jackie Lamb. They were trying to find Jackie Lambie a date.
Yeah.
This week they're talking to Barnaby Joyce and Vicky Campy. And what have we got? What's happening
maybe,
next week? A Pauline Hanson bikini shoot next week? Is
it? Whips off the burqa. And
now we're talking.
What if Barnaby leaves Vicky for Lambie?
Oh, hello. Well, there we
That's
go.
That's not the first time I've heard that suggested. I'll have you know.
Well, hello.
They wouldn't be a bad, because Barnaby's such a happy, chirpy chap, isn't he? I look at him and I think, God, I'd love to spend a bit of time with you. You just seem so chilled.
He seems so stable. This is what I can't
say. Lambie, Barnaby, there's got to be some kind of great headline.
Barnaby,
in there.
Lambie, Jackie, Lambie,
but
Joyce.
Did you actually watch it? I'm interested because it didn't rate its pants off.
No, it didn't. And I just watched a few highlights, but they really are Australia's Harry and Megan, aren't they? I mean, it's just such a...
No, they're not.
Such a beautiful love story. Are they? How long do you give them, Jane? Seriously.
I don't like to speculate. I give them
another 75 grand. I give them another 75 grand and then that relationship is cooked, I reckon.
Stand by because I've been seeing advertisements for our favourite member of the Sullivans, Kitty Sullivan.
Oh.
Susan Hannaford's appearing on A Current Affair tonight.
Way to hit back. Way to hit back A Current Affair.
And I think that she's...
That was our favourite episode of 60 Minutes. What did you call her?
You called her one of the white...
White Walkers.
That woman is really nuts. You talk about nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what they're paying her for that. I'll bet you they're paying her for that because she seemed like she...
Well, I did hear she's doing a $1 million lawsuit against...
Oh, no kidding.
I think, yes, about for people speculating that she was... Well, we better be careful, actually, what we say, or we could be in the firing line.
Yeah, there was. She was a mystery, wasn't she, that one?
You
could see the back of her head if you looked deep into her eyes.
Well, thank you for coming in today. Everything else good with you?
Yeah, no, travelling beautifully. Thank you very much.
I see your wife had a picture of my Cracker Jack poster up
at
home?
I was at Channel, there's some renovations happening at Channel 10,
and
I was walking through the floor that's being renovated, and there was a Cracker Jack poster.
Just lying aimlessly.
Just sitting there, and I said, what's going on with this?
Is it signed? It'll be worth a lot of money.
I reckon I'm just going to try and find Sam Johnson and get him to sign it.
Do you know where that'll look good?
Yeah.
In your bedroom.
My wife said that.
Just above the marital bed.
Kel said, let's put it above the bed.
Kel needs a holiday.
Kel desperately needs a holiday.
Really does.
All right, big fella. Thanks, Gammy. You know I'm in a new film, don't you?
Good. Yeah, what are you...
He's not telling us.
I was listening the other day. I thought Ron Jeremy and Mucka Pucka were the two best
I thought they were too.
It's a very faithful remake of The Man from Snowy River, but with dwarves on Shetland.
Right. Are you playing a horse?
Yes. I'm a Clydesdale.
I'll get it out of him, sorry. Thanks, Lemo.
Good on you, Lemo.
Mitcoin next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The world's newest and best currency, Mitcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
133-533 is the phone number to get involved with Mitcoin.
And I have to tell you something right off the bat
here
today. The chances of me giving away one today are pretty limited because these are very in short supply and I just can't. I've got to be protect the last few.
But I promised five, didn't I?
Well, I just can't say I'm up for it, but let's hear them out anyway.
Okay.
So 100 were minted nationally.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's it.
Yeah,
once they're gone,
that's right.
They're all gone.
And we've got, I think it's 18 left. So.
People might be selling these to eBay.
I'm sure they will.
Well, you can. Do what you want.
Okay.
It's yours. What you want.
Why don't you find out what Mark's got for you?
Okay, Mark, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, Mickey. How are you, mate?
Good. What is it?
Yeah, okay. I've got a circa 1991, 92 Triple M Velcro wallet.
That'd be perfect for a coin.
That was quick.
Great.
Hey, that didn't take much convincing, did it?
Oh, well, you know, for good stuff like that.
Jane gets the bomber jacket, you got the wallet.
Got the wallet.
It's Velcro.
Anything in the wallet? It's probably a dinger that hasn't been used from 1982.
Oh,
if I know, have a look.
If I know the DJs and staff around here from that era. Good on you, Mark.
I don't want to use that.
Tom, what do you got, goods and services-wise, for a Mitcoin?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Are you aware of the Record Store Day annually, Mick?
The Record Store what?
Record Store Day.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know that. Yep.
I've got the yellow vinyl Zeppelin single, first official single Zeppelin ever released.
On vinyl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A 7-inch?
The 7-inch.
Are you offering that?
Yes, still sealed.
Sold.
Jeez.
What's the
Tom,
goal?
Are you sure?
You got a bit of there? Got a bit of...
I'll get ripped off on eBay, buy another one back, but I want a Bitcoin.
All right, done.
What's the song, Tom?
Rock and roll
and friends.
Oh. Rock and roll!
There we go,
well
baby.
Done, Mick. We can share that, yeah.
Hey, Tom's a legend.
Yeah.
You can rent it out, Dave.
Oh, is that
You can rent it out.
Just have a look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so generous.
I can do what I did with Kiss Alive 2 when I had it, which was I used to play it because I had the first copy before it was released in Australia, and I used to go down to my downstairs room and charge all my friends a dollar.
Oh.
I'm still doing it. Wow. I charge them all a dollar and they could come in and choose a song. They could choose a song to listen to.
Mine host. All they got. Good one.
Well done, Tommy boy. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what do you got from Mitcoin?
Good evening, Mick and Jane. How are you going?
Good, Andrew.
Good. What do you got, buddy?
Right. I've got something that my kids brought me. is a dunny roll full of dad jokes.
And
it was given to me on Father's Day, and I'm prepared to, swap it for one, maybe two Mickey coins. Up to you.
It'll be one at tops. Have you got one of the jokes there with you? Have you?
Yes.
What have you? Give me an example of what I'm seeing before I wipe.
And it is unused as well. But the
thanks, mate. Oh,
we didn't want to be.
What do you call a one-eyed dinosaur?
I don't know.
Do you think he saw us?
Oh. That's a good dad joke.
That's a good dad joke.
That's an excellent one.
And another one, just a quick one.
All right,
How do you communicate with fish?
I don't know.
Drop him a line.
All right. I don't want to go through the whole roll here on air,
just
mate.
Quietly.
So let's save some bang. That's in.
Oh, sold.
Oh, my goodness. We're 3-for-3, Mick. You've gone mad.
Oh, no. I said I'm not giving them away.
What's going on?
They're just too good today. What about Max? Maxie boy, what do you got, buddy?
G'day, guys. Love the show. How you going?
Good. Well. For a Mitcoin.
So I own a business called The Hangover Clinic.
The Hangover Clinic?
Yes. So when you've had a bit too much fun, we've got doctors that will give you an IV drip, anti-nausea medication, and cure your hangover.
An IV drip that will cure my hangover. Are you mobile?
We certainly are, mate.
So you come to me.
Okay. What's in it?
So you could come to the local police station.
We don't know whether we'll come to the police station, but we'll come to your bed.
I can lie in bed. You'll come and tap me up like a keg.
I'll even bring you a bacon and egg roll. It's not normally part of the show.
Bacon and egg roll puts you over the top.
Music to mix ears, that one.
Give it a plug. What is it? It's called The Hangover Clinic. Where is it?
It's in Sydney and we're coming to Melbourne soon.
It's in Sydney as we speak. Coming to Melbourne. All right. Well, I know a few boys will meet you at the airport. Good on you, Max. That should be funded by the government. That's stuff.
Is that a bacon and egg IV drip, is it?
No, it's an IV drip to give me a thing, but he said he'll bring me a bacon, a bacon and egg roll with it.
Well,
Naomi, what do you got for Mitcoin?
Hi, we've got a homemade bottle of wine by our neighbour Johnny the Wog and a big box of CDs.
Start again.
Back to the beginning.
Back it up, Naomi. What have you got?
We have a homemade bottle of wine from our neighbour.
Homemade bottle of wine from your neighbour? And what's his name?
Yeah. Johnny the Wog is his name.
Is that on the label?
Yes.
This is from the vineyard of Johnny the Wog.
Yes, it is.
It sounds awesome.
Does he crush them himself, these grapes?
Oh. I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure he would.
No, I've got too much alcohol.
Oh, that's a shame.
Not to worry, Naomi. We'll get you next time. Well,
Thank you.
Feels terrible letting her down. What can you do? There's not many
left. Well, a lot of women have felt that way before me.
I'm still waiting for someone's virginity, by the way.
That's
not what we're looking for.
Do not.
Yes, we are not looking for that. Don't
listen. You've been going so well today, and you have to let the team down with that.
That could be the last one.
That's not what we want.
Please do not call up with that.
Give us a call, girls. Damon, what do you got, buddy?
G'day. I've got a jewel or a badge from the Freemasons. Wow. They're about 50 years old and they're unique and collectible.
What? Now, tell me what it does it mean. So the Freemasons is a group. They were
the Masons.
They were kind of kooky and secretive.
Like the Lodge.
By the Lodge, weren't they?
They had a clarinet box. Exactly.
And yeah. I've been trawling around antique places looking for bits and pieces. Mm. And I've got one I'm prepared to swap for a Mitcoin with you.
Yeah, all right. Well, mine could be like a part of a culty. Like everyone who's got a Mitcoin could start their own cult, of which I'm the supreme leader.
You're the poobah.
Exactly. It makes sense.
That works for me.
This is giving me a bad nightmare.
All right. Well, listen, if you want to get in touch with Mitcoin,
we've got to wrap it up there.
Facebook's a great way to get amongst it too, because you can show what you've got. Kennedy Malloy at Facebook.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Massive news regarding Wednesday night State of Origin. Huge out. One Billy Slater, a Queensland legend at Origin level, and another legend up there in Brisbane right now from the Big Breakfast on Triple M. Mardo, give us the guff. What do we need to know? What are the ramifications? How seismic is this out?
Oh, I could hear the angst in Jane's voice. I hope you're okay, Jane.
I'm recovering, Mardo.
Where do we go? Billy Slater's played 29 times for Queensland, okay? Yeah. That makes you a legend. There's only three games a year.
Yeah.
he only retired last week. He said, right, after the third game, I'll retire. So he was going out the door, but he's done his hammy. They knew all week that he had a slight hamstring injury. Yeah. He's now out. The big problem is, Mick, the spine in a rugby league team is the most important part, okay? There's number one, which is Billy Slater. Number six, which was Jonathan Thurston. Number seven was Cooper Cronk. And Cam Smith at number nine. That's your four most important players.
Right, they're all gone.
Those four blokes on their own have beaten New South Wales for the last 10 years. What? This is door ajar for New South Wales, yeah?
And what you guys would know, there's nothing better than a supremely overconfident person from Sydney. So that's what we have here. We've lulled them into a false sense of security and we're enjoying watching them. They're already celebrating before the game started what they'll get. They've got 11 blokes who've never played Origin before. So they've never experienced the extra intensity, the speed, the brutality of Origin. It's a different level. So maybe they'll be the ones getting a big surprise.
So do you think, it's a terrible tragedy, but he's such a great player, but does it now breathe a whole different bit of life into this encounter on Wednesday? Does it tip the board over a bit? Does it open everything up? Do we look at Wednesday night now with different eyes?
Yeah, but he's only the fullback, so he puts the cream on top. There's got a lot of bodies got to bash each other. They say it's one up front. If our forwards are big enough and strong enough to match it with the Blues, mate, we've still got some magnificent players, Queensland. So
you're gone, mate. You're cooked.
He's
putting
a
brave face on it, but that's a big out for Queensland. I know Mardo. I can read him like a book.
Well,
he's sitting here trying to rally the troops.
I have a soft spot, I have to say.
Jeez.
Yeah, of course. Melbourne, of course you go for Queensland.
Of course. Well, because of the Melbourne Storm and Billy, you know, got a bit of a relationship there.
This is just part of the intrigue because there's so many journos covering this game and all week they've had nothing to write about, so they love this little bit of extra drama. It gives them something to talk about.
Yep.
And New South Wales aren't expecting it. That's the other thing, Mick. This is a big shock to them, so they'll have to redesign things.
All right. Well, it's Origin 1, so, you know.
Yeah, I reckon they'll be okay with it. But I don't think they're going to be shocked and like, oh, great, back to the drawing board. I think that's a game on. I think that changes things remarkably and it gives a whole new level of interest for, well, not that there wasn't any anyway, but it's going to be absolutely
well, it's a huge night for television ratings as well. So that's on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
All right, Marta, who are you tipping?
Oh, what are you reckon?
Oh, mate, hey. All right, but I mean, if you take your cap off for a minute and
he's
just
not going to take his cap off. You can't. You can't ever.
On our forehead, mate. We can't take it off. Hey, we've hated the Bastards ever since. 1980 is where State of Origin started. Because we didn't have pokies and they stole our best players. That's what this is really all about, pokey money.
But no hard feelings.
That's what this is about, pokey money, did you just say?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, that's why it all started, because they'd steal our players because Sydney had all the money. And then they put them in the New South Wales team, and every year they'd beat us and go, oh, got you again. Oh, almost those blokes are from Queensland. That's what
all right. Started. Calm the farm, Marto. Calm the farm.
I love it.
He's hard to read, Marto. He's hard to read.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Carlton Dry, they're letting the game decide who wins prizes this State of Origin.
State of Origin, Wednesday night, going to be a bona fide, knock them down, drag them out, classic.
Best of the best.
No Billy Slater. You know what Billy Slater will be able to do?
Watch it.
Knock the top off a couple of Carlton Dries.
Maybe.
Like the rest of us. The bad news is you can't play. No. The good news is you can honk onto a couple of Carlton Dries. Like the rest of it, and get the feeling of what it's like to honk onto a world-class beer watching world-class sport, and it doesn't get any better than that, Billy. Come and look through my eyes. Come and say, gee, Billy, you can come and watch it with me.
He could sit next to you on the couch.
On my couch. I'll talk him through
it.
Can
he hold the remote control?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Let's not go crazy.
All right.
Is that the same couch that you took the 43 steps from and back?
Indeed.
The very well.
I'll be getting Billy to do all
and
that.
And he'll be getting the Carlton Dry out of the fridge.
The Carlton Dry, which is great for all sporting performances.
You know,
you've got one in your hand. What's that?
You have the opportunity to win 3 Holden Colorados per game. Wow. There's 9 in total. This is Origin 1, right?
Mm.
If you buy a specially marked 24 pack of Carlton Dry and you go to letthegamedecide.com, you enter a code, you can win, plus there's other heaps.
Okay, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a Holden Colorado, which is a ute.
Yeah.
See the ute tray? I'm going to fill it full of ice and then fill that full of Carlton Dries.
Oh. So I'm coming over.
Park that out the front.
Not allowed to come over?
And all my friends. Okay.
What do you mean? Yes, all my friends are not me.
You can come.
Thank you.
You can come. All right.
Sounds good.
It'll be a load of fun. Imagine how many Carlton Dries you could get. Oh, it's going to be great. Hey, while we're talking great sporting events, and this is where you can also knock the top off a Carlton Dry, go and watch a replay of this. It is officially the 25th anniversary of Shane Warne's Ball of the Century. Now, there is no moment enshrined in Australian sporting history greater than this particular moment. I put it to you. I'm happy to take your calls if you think that's not a fair comment. But I was watching this live 25 years ago. It's the Gadding Ball. It's the Ball of the Century. But it is one of the great moments. Have a listen to the commentary as we relive the moment.
First ball in Test cricket in England for Shane Warne. And he's done it. He started off with the most beautiful delivery. Gadding has absolutely no idea what has happened to it. He still doesn't know. He asked Kenny Palmer on the way out. Kenny Palmer just gave him a raised eyebrow and a little nod, and that's all it needed.
Well, that has turned about 2.5 feet. Gadding can't believe his eyes. What a start for Shane Warne.
Unbelievable. And what it was, a legend is born. It's still regarded as the greatest ball ever bowled, and that was his first ball ever bowled in an Ashes series.
He was just 24.
He was 24. They'd been shielding him. They'd had a couple of warm-up games, and they hadn't released. They'd only let him bowl like one variation on his leggy, and it was...
He's got the zinc cream on his lip. Yeah. He's got the blondie blonde hair. It's Warnie, well done.
Iconic Australian sporting moment. I'm going to go home and watch it with a couple of Carlton Dries myself.
Good move.
Happy anniversary.
And it'll be great. Well done, Warnie.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's going to be something on A Current Affair tonight. Strap yourself in to see Susan Hannaford.
Is this a paid interview? Is this a Barnaby Joyce style
paid interview? I'm speculating. I don't know if it is, but it's litigious Kitty Sullivan.
Give us the backstory.
All right, she didn't like the story that Sunday Night did on Seven on her when she came across.
Didn't look great.
No, she came across as a bit cuckoo, coco, loco. And, you know, she's 65. But I've said she's reminiscent
not
of a White Walker.
Not a good 65 either. You got a White Walker. She looks.
Be careful.
She looks
Well, she's very – anyway, well, let's just reminisce about what she said when she was on the Channel 7 show on Sunday night.
Be careful what you say because, you know, I do have lawyers.
Of course. You know? I fully understand.
And sure enough, a few days after this
– Don't be upset. You're so sweet. You're like me. Don't you? You like me.
She made good on her promise with a 14-page legal threat warning us not to run this story.
Oh, well, there's a 14-page legal threat that's come to fruition because she is, I think, I don't know if it's $1 million, I think she's seeking because she feels that she was defamed. So she's going to speak out on A Current Affair tonight. We've got a promo of that. Let's have
Kitty
a look.
Bites Back.
I may have played meek and mild Kitty Sullivan, but today I am angry and I'm very upset about what's been done to me.
Why the Sullivan, Susan Hennifer says she's been stitched up. TV's Golden Girl tells all the makeover, the millions, and her missing month.
I must absolutely set the record straight.
A Current Affair tonight.
Oh. See, it's unusual that somebody does their own promo on A Current Affair, one would have thought.
Yeah, she's an unusual character. And,
she is. Although it'll be interesting. I don't know. Kitty's angry. Nobody wants an angry Kitty Sullivan on
it. Seemed like a fairly outrageous kind of history. And it'll be interesting to see how Channel 9 handle it because surely they've got to ask some hard questions as well.
Well,
you would have thought.
I don't think Tracy's doing the story. I think Tracy will cross to the story and then I think it'll cut back to Trace and she'll...
Tracy's got her hands full doing those supermarket price comparisons too, though.
I mean, Tracy can't does do not do those. And while I'm at it, Tracy for gold. I'm doing it. Because she's the only one
like
not pushing
her,
it.
But do you think...
No, she's the only
whole
one...
The network is.
No.
You can't watch a show on that network without them going, get behind Tracy.
She personally is not
Tracy
pushing her own barrow.
I'm with you.
And she's not putting out tweets, say, vote
Tracy
for me.
For
so
why?
But she's a TV person.
She's been doing that show for a long time. Yeah. It's a very top
and
rating
the price
show.
Comparisons and are illuminating.
She's not doing
they
those.
They are illuminating.
Other
the way
are.
They squeeze ads in... As if they're not ads,
not
and it's
problem.
Hard news.
Well, she's not producing
well, she's
the show.
She's helming the show.
She's fronting it.
They did a very funny piece, I'll tell you, about a murder. Oh. It's hilarious. Oh. Or about a disappearing guy.
Really?
Turned it into an ad for a wacky bunch in the country making pies.
Really?
It's hilarious.
Catherine Tate tomorrow. See you, Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share in up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.